holding by Kinyan Mem Vav 46. Hamachkim es Rabo. Hamachkim es Rabo. What does it mean to be Machkim es Rabo? So the Medrash Shmuel, which is one of the classic, most important Perushim on Meseches Avos, gives an absolutely fascinating pshat to what it means to be Machkim es Rabo. Says the Medrash Shmuel, Shetzorech lahachzik es Rabo lichacham. That a Talmud has to make his Rebbe, has to hold of his Rebbe as a Chacham, has to elevate the status of his Rebbe to be a very established Talmud Chacham in his eyes. According to how much a student values the wisdom of his Rebbe, kach yizkol lekabel Torasoy. That is how much you will be able to merit, to understand, and to receive his Torah. In other words, you should, when you're having conversations with your friends, you should discuss how great Rabbi Gordon is. Talk about all the milos. Talk about all the, how he knows Shas backwards and forwards, how he finishes Shas every 2.5 years. Make him chashuv in your eyes, and the more chashuv he is in your eyes, the more wise he is to you, the more easy it is, and the better you will be mekabel his Torah. In fact, the Rambam, in his Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, says, Aseh lecha Rav, even if the person that you want to make into a Rav is not roi to be a Rebbe, nonetheless, you should make a person into your Rebbe, kein limud ha'adam e'atzmo, kein limud ha'me'ezu l'asai. You can't compare that which you learn by yourself from that which you learn from somebody else. Sha'alimu me'atzmo tofu. Because learning by yourself is good about v'limudoi mizulasa yiskayim yoser v'yoser mevuar. But learning from somebody else will allow the learning to remain longer and it will be more clear. Afilu haya kamo b'chachmo l'mate menu. Even if the person you're learning from is equal to you in knowledge, or even less than you in knowledge, nonetheless, says the Rambam, Maseh Lecha, Rav, you should make yourself a Rebbe. How is that possible? How is it possible to make somebody who is less knowledgeable than you, who knows less than you, how do you make him into your Rebbe? Explains about this, Yo Solomon. Because if in your eyes you view him as your Rebbe, if you put him on a pedestal, if you raise him up, then that allows you intellectually to be mekabel from him. That allows you, gives you permission to say, I'm willing to receive from him, and memela you will. And memela you will. The Shari Yosher, Shimon, and Shari Yosher has an absolutely amazing Hagdama. A beautiful Hagdama. Introduction to Shari Yosher, where he discusses the concept of Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Says Reb Shimon, not only is it important, is the knowledge of the Rebbe important, that will allow you to be koneh more Torah, but also every maila on midah toiva shuroye umakir berabo, every maila on midah toiva that you recognize in your Rebbe Yosef lodas uchachma, that will add to your knowledge and wisdom. And explains to Shimon, it's not only because simply the fact that you learn from the way he acts, you learn from his actions. Actions speak louder than words. Explains Reb Shimon over there in a beautiful way that when you see the greatness of your Rebbe, when you recognize those milos of your Rebbe, that allows you to value his chokhmah that much more, that allows you to appreciate your Rebbe that much greater. And when you're machkim es rabo, when you put your Rebbe on a pedestal, that will increase your capabilities of understanding. In fact, The Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Toldos has the following, which Rav Shimon quotes: Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Simoin, Avraham Tova Zikna. Avram wanted to look like an old man. Amar Lefan of Ribbono Elamim, he said, Hashem, Adam Ubino, me and my son, Nichnasan Lamakam, we come into a room, Vein on Yodea, Lemi Mechabin, Mitoich Shaato Mehatro Bezikna, Adam Yodea, Lemi Mechabin. My son and I, Yitzchak, we look exactly alike. No one aged at the time. We walk into a room together, and no one knows who to be Mechabin. Who's the father, who's the son? In fact, Chazal say elsewhere that people will go to Yitzchak and start to talk to Yitzchak. The Gemara Bava Mitzvah on that Fezayin, they would talk to Yitzchak and they would think they're talking to Avram. So Avram asked the bracha from Hashem that he should have signs of Zikna. He should look like he's an older man. He should be distinguishable from Yitzchak. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Dover Toiv Tavato. You're asking good, and therefore it will start with you. Therefore, says the Medrash Mitchilas HaSefer V'Adkan, from the beginning of Sefer Bereishis until this point in the Torah, Ein Ksiv Zikna doesn't use the word Zoke, and came into Omer Avram Nosan Zikna. However, when Avram asked for this, all of a sudden Zikna came into the world, V'Avram Zoke V'Bayomim. Why did Avram want the cover? He wanted the cover for himself. He wanted to look like he's more important than Yitzchak. He wanted to look like an older man. Stop. Explains Rav Shimon, no. He understood that if he looked older, if he looked like a more well-developed and established person, Zokin Baba Yamin, then people will honor him more, and that will allow them to be Makabel Mimenu. That will allow them to receive his Torah that much greater. And therefore, the Maila of the Zikna was a Maila in order to impart his wisdom upon others. In fact, explains Ramat Yo, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we say in the Haggadah, Harei Aniki ben Shivim Shana, why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah become Rosh Yeshiva when he was 18? Why did he have to look that much older? Why did Hashem have to change his appearance in order that he looks like he's 70? Because his outward appearance allowed people to be machim es rabo. They lifted him up onto a pedestal, allowed them to be makabel Torah that much greater. When my Rebbe became a magid shir, or a yeshiva, so Rav Huttner told him, you're becoming a Rosh Yeshiva, you have to put on a frock. My Rebbe was very opposed to that, right? Long coat with tails in the back, two big buttons, right? He said, why? I don't want a frock. I want to look cool. I want to have pinstripes. I want to look, good. He says, no, you have to put on a frock. It's not for you. It's not for you. It's for your talmidim. If they respect you, if they understand who you are, that will allow them to be makabel Torah that much greater. That's this yesoid as machkim as rabbah. Similarly, and we'll end with this, Reb Simcha Zissel Ziv, the Atmi Kelm, when he would write up his Ma'amarim, he would sell them for an exorbitant price. They weren't cheap. He would write up his Ma'amar, and he would sell it for much, much more than it cost him to write it, much more than it cost him to print it. And the Talmidim asked out there why he wanted so much money for his Ma'amarim. And he said, because if you're investing this much money into it, then it's going to leave that much more of an impression. If it means that much to you, if you're ma'arich, if you value it so much, you're willing to take it that much more seriously. That's this yesod exactly. The more we value our Rebbeim, the more we value our Talmidei Chacham, and the more we lift them up onto a pedestal, even if they don't deserve it. That's the yesod. Even if they don't deserve it, the more we value them and lift them up, then the more we will be able to be makabel Torah for them, the more we will appreciate the Torah that they impart upon us, and the more we will pay attention to understand, to achieve, and to develop as much as we possibly can.